Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Take Off with John Clark, presented by Rivers Casino. And at this time last year, the Eagles were in the Super Bowl. And now there are a lot of Eagles out at the Super Bowl in Vegas doing a lot of things. So let's bring in one of the more popular Eagles, Jordan Mailata. Jordan Mailata, it is good to see you. I know we all wish we were out there covering the Super Bowl with you, covering you in it. But
yeah,
what does it feel like to be out there at the Super Bowl and not be in it this year?
Yeah, it's bittersweet. You know, I don't want to be here right now talking to you, but I am. But, you know, I want to be playing in the Super Bowl. You know, when you get a taste of that, you just want to go back there and stay there. But it's not easy. You got to be consistent, and we weren't consistent enough this year. So now, now we're talking at Radio Row.
That's right. And you are, as we can see, you're with Toyota, the official automotive partner of the NFL. We're going to get into that in a second, what you're doing with Toyota. But I first got to ask you about running into or meeting The Rock today. Is he as big in person, or did he say that about you, like you're much bigger in person?
He's pretty big. Well, he's pretty big. I will say that. I'm just taller. He was looking up just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit. Up close, he was looking up, couldn't help. I think he raised his eyebrow at me. I'm not sure, but, you know, because he was looking up. I wasn't sure if he was looking up and, like, doing that eyebrow thing, but he was definitely looking up just a little bit, just a tad little bit. Thanks, Uncle. Shout out to Uncle.
Yeah, and did you talk about rugby with him? I mean, who would win a little rugby scrum with you and The Rock?
Probably The Rock. Little man always wins.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not buying that 100%. Answer.
Probably The Rock.
All right, who would win an arm wrestling contest?
Probably The Rock.
Oh, come on. You're for real?
All technique, man. He's got all the technique. I'm not an arm wrestle specialist.
But you are a tush-push, I'm sorry, brotherly shove specialist.
Brotherly shove. I am a brotherly shove specialist. I'm also a food specialist. Speaking of food, David Chang.
Right. I love how you segue there. I was going to get to that in a second. We want to ask you a couple football questions because you're hanging with Jason Kelce out there, and we all heard he was going to retire after you guys lost in the playoffs. But I got to tell you, the guy is on a heck of a tour right now, from shirtless at the Buffalo Bills game and now gambling, and he's doing the Pro Bowl. He's doing all kinds of things. Do you think he just might be coming back?
There's no shot. You're telling me if he's going shirts off in the games, gambling in the casinos, he's coming back? No way. He's having too much fun. He's out there living his life. Whatever he does, you know, we got no choice to accept it. But, you know, I'm going to miss him for sure, man. This has been the, you know, greatest 6 years of my life, for sure. You know, being here in the NFL and getting to meet people like Jason Kelce has been an honor. Getting to play with him is another. And getting to call him a friend is the best part about it.
That's very cool. So have you tried to talk him into staying, or is it just not happening?
I haven't talked to him at all. I don't want to try and sway his decision. This is all him. You know, we've been doing this dance for 6 years. He was supposed to retire after the Super Bowl, and he keeps coming back. So he's like The Undertaker. If you have any WWE references, he's like The Undertaker. The bloke doesn't die. He just keeps coming back.
Well, this is a heck of a retirement tour. I mean, it's all over the world.
Yes, sir. That is a heck of a retirement tour.
Yeah. How about your new offensive coordinator, Kellen Moore? Have you been able to talk to him yet?
Kellen popped me a text, shot over a text, just to say good day, and, you know, that was about it. Let him know that he was in Philly now, and hit him up when we're in town, and yeah, go from there. So, shout out to Kellen.
So what do you think of what transpired? Nick Sirianni is now kind of allowing Kellen Moore to run the offense. Kellen's bringing in his own people, and Nick said the offense got stale. Do you think it became too predictable?
I think that's a great it's a great point from Nick Sirianni's standpoint. The awareness that he has, that takes a lot of accountability, man, to be able to give the reins to somebody. I mean, understand that, you know, what he did wasn't good enough this year. What players did wasn't good enough. I will always take blame from a player standpoint because it is a 50-50 game. Coaches got to put the players in the positions. We didn't do that enough. And then when the coaches did, the players didn't execute. So it's a 50-50 blame. Maybe we did become very predictable, but this is all part of learning. This is all part of growing, and excited to see where Kellen takes this offense next year, next season.
So Nick is allowing the offensive and defensive coordinators to do their thing, and Nick is going to be the leader of men. Now, you guys did lose 6 of 7. What happened with that, and is Nick still the leader of men for you guys?
Yes, he is. Well, it's tough. I know when people face adversity, you can definitely see their true colors. For me, it's never his leadership quality is never going to waver to me. I think he's one of the greatest leaders to be around, one of the greatest coaches, smartest coaches. I think, you know, we got lost in the limelight last year. I can't explain it. Very uncharacteristic. I'm never going to question his ability to lead. I know and I've experienced it. I love Coach, have the greatest amount of respect for him and to him. So I'm excited to see what role he's going to play this year. And as our head honcho, if he's going to keep doing the same thing, if he's going to change it up, I'm excited. So it's going to be good.
It's interesting because you guys were doing something special at 10-1 coming off a Super Bowl appearance. What did you learn about this year? Because they say it's so hard to get back to the Super Bowl, and success is something that's hard to deal with sometimes. Did it kind of get the best of you guys in any way?
No, I've been hearing about that Super Bowl hangover and all that jazz, but I think the aim of the game, man, if you're not consistent and you don't have any urgency to be consistent, you're not going to be playing this week, the week that we're in right now. And I think that's where we lacked this year. We lacked the consistency. We lacked urgency. And that's the name of the game. When you look back at it, those are two things that are uncoachable. Like, you got to want to be consistent. You got to want to have urgency. To me as a player, those are two things that I must, it's a must have. You got to have those as a player. So just, it starts off with that and it ends with that.
Hey, celebrity cook Steve Martorano is bringing his Italian-American cooking back home to Philly, where it started. Enjoy Martorano's Prime at Rivers Casino and Steve's famous meatballs with Sunday gravy, prime steaks, and more. So make reservations for Martorano's Prime on Open Table. I've been to the one in Fort Lauderdale. I'm glad it's back in Philly. Hey, you know what week it is, right? There's the Super Bowl going on. Last year, the Eagles were there. They are not there this year, but the Chiefs are. So we've got some odds powered by Fanatics Sportsbook. Obviously, the 49ers are favored, laying a couple points over the Chiefs. But here's an interesting play here. You saw the picture coming from the Chiefs locker room celebrating the AFC Championship going to the Super Bowl of Patrick Mahomes. Well, they've got a dad bod. Rushing yards, over under for Patrick Mahomes with his dad bod. He says the abs are under there, but it's 25 and a half yards. You going over or under, you can bet it right now on Fanatics Sportsbook. You as an offensive lineman, and we saw what happened towards the end of the season with the blitz, and they were really able to get to you with the blitz. I'm sorry. Sorry.
That word.
I know. It's painful. It is painful. So, Kellen Moore, he apparently has a lot of answers for pressure and blitzes. Do you think there will be big improvement with that this year with Kellen Moore coming?
Well, I hope so. I hope so, because that was not fun. It was not fun. Not having the answers, not having enough people to block, that's not cool. One, from a standpoint, we look stupid. Two, you risk your quarterback getting hurt and hit, take it to the ground. And Jalen, the worst part, I wish Jalen would milk it a little bit. But that's the part I respect about him. He don't milk. When he gets hit, he just gets hit. He doesn't stay on the ground like, no prima donna stuff on the ground, like trying to milk a penalty. When he gets hit, he gets hit. And if he's hurt, he will stay down. For the most part, he's trying to fight to get back up. I hate that. We won't get any roughing of the passer flags. Not saying, we should, but that's just I'm just trying to highlight, Jalen's just like a strong QB, and he'll get hit. We won't get calls for it because he's just going to get up. He's not going to milk it. But those cases, back to the blitz, why are we going to risk getting our QB hit and hurt? So anytime just to protect QB, that'd be great. So, Kellen, g'day, mate.
So do you think all this change with all the coaches, you think it's a good thing?
It's a great thing. Change is good, man. Change is good. Change is good. That's where I'm leaving. Change is good. I mean, yeah. It just depends on how people respond. And you know how I'm going to respond. I've always been the same way. It's my rookie year, so change is good.
And you, of course, you're a busy man in Vegas this week, hanging out at the Super Bowl, and you are representing Toyota, as we said, the official automotive dealer of the NFL. And there's a big thing this week, the Lunar New Year, and you're going to team up with a chef. You're doing it all. You're singing, and you're teaming up with a chef. So what's going on with this?
Listen, man, David Chang, one of the world-renowned chefs. What he's doing is he's putting his twist on the tailgate items. He's created a menu, tailgate food that he's going to create, put his pizzazz, put his little spice in there, and I get to be a part of it and judge it. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about that. That's going to be a great segue into, this is the biggest week of the year, big event. But just like the Super Bowl, another big event around the world in local communities, in this country, in mine, everyone's countries, is Lunar New Year, and we get to share. Chef gets to create his own menu to share that with the communities across the world, and share it with me. And I get to be the judge, dude. Singer, football player, judge, dude. I don't know, man. I'm building up my resume. Might not be as fancy as owning a podcast and going to games with my shirts off and gambling at the casino, but I think that's a pretty good resume.
Would you have ever considered, if you were hanging with Jason that day, he even did a shot out of a bowling ball with Bill's Mafia. Would you have taken off your shirt with Jason?
Babe, would you let me take my shirt off and take the bowling ball shot? Yes. Yes. I had to make sure, just in case. I knew what my answer was going to be. I was just double checking to see if Wifey had the same answer. She has the same answer.
You got permission, so maybe we'll see that next year. Or you could join the retirement tour with Jason. Tag along, ride shotgun.
Not retiring anytime soon, man. Not with Toyota being the official automotive partner for the NFL. No way.
I love it. By the way, your Christmas album that you guys did, fantastic, raising millions and millions of dollars. Thanks, is there any chance that you could, through your connections with the Kelseys, get Taylor Swift for an appearance on this Christmas album?
All I'm asking for is just for Taylor Swift to look at us. Just look at the list of men, me and Lane. Kelsey's up there. Because he's up there with the best of me and Lena back at the bottom, hey, remember us? We're on the album as well, Taylor. We're on the album.
By the way, it is amazing to me, Jordan, that Jason, you look a couple years ago, who could have predicted that you would read about Jason Kelce in the Daily Mail over in England? He's all around the world. He's probably even in the Australian publications. But has he changed at all with you guys?
From what I've read in the papers to them meeting him in real life to now, I think he's pretty much the same dude. When I first came in, heard a lot about him and became his teammate. And he's been probably the same way since I've met him. He hasn't changed once. In fact, I think he's gotten more detailed and stressed. That urgency to be consistent comes from Jason Kelce. That's the one thing I learned from Jason Kelce, playing with him.
Yeah.
What he wouldn't admit it.
Yeah.
He wouldn't admit it, but you, that's where I learned it from. What I learned from you, that's what I put into words.
That's awesome. You know, when you look back on this year, there's still kind of like this sense of like what actually happened. When you guys are 10-1 and then you go on the slide, have you like in your mind, have you come to a conclusion about just what the heck happened?
Fifty-fifty. Again, it's that old cat and mouse game of coaches not putting us in positions, and then when they did, players not executing. That was the name of the game. And you go back and forth. That's a recipe for disaster. And that's what happened. We failed to execute when we were put in the greatest positions, and then when we weren't being put in good positions, that's the one thing that I liked and loved about at the culture at the Eagles. We were able to sit there and coaches would take accountability in our meetings of saying that they didn't put us in the greatest of positions and, you know, go from there. But then we were able to move past and move on because that's just the culture that we set and the standards that we set. Again, urgency to be consistent. That was one thing too that killed us. Just not being consistent. Just again, little things, little errors, man. Little errors add up. They snowball.
Well, those are really true words, and we appreciate your accountability. We appreciate your honesty, and I think fans appreciate that here in Philly, and wish you the best this week. Teaming up with Toyota once again with Chef David Chang, the Lunar New Year.
Sir,
beautiful thing,
sir.
Beautiful thing. And I'm suspecting after you guys made it to the Super Bowl and then what happened this year, that you guys are going to come back even hungrier this year because you know what it takes now. You know what it takes to get back there because, you know, you got punched in the face a little bit, right?
For sure. I got punched in the face, but Toyota picked me back up, man. That was great. That was great.
Future broadcaster right there. Future broadcaster and podcaster, Jordan Mailata. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.